Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. It's Farrell on the bench in the biggest way possible. Hanging out. Today I see the bird in a bad apple with a bad attitude, hanging around a bunch of bad utter bad tape, bad law, bad do, bad bread, bad it's bad bots. We are live in the Magic City Studios in the Borough of Malaysia, right across the river to the woods from you, where Granny loves to get her hands on a little OJ Killer Kush in New York City, the Big Apple. Ooh, people dressed in plastic bags, ready to drive in some kind of fashion, shake it up, you do, but all my friends come around, thought to party up, the rats on the west side of the bugs uptown. What a mess. This town's a dead. My brain splattered all over my hand. She do be shaking. Ooh. Oh, woo, woo. Oh, woo, woo. I think I might have caught something from Keith. Hey, what's gigging? I'm Farrell with Carver High tonight, watching the Steelers and Bears in Pittsburgh at the ketchup bottle. 14-3 Steelers. They led it 14-0. Chicago to late field goal right before the half as they couldn't score in the red zone. And now you got Fields hooking up with a bomb. Guy dropped the ball, though, but they're going to give him the reception. Honestly, is that a catch?
I mean, that's going to be very,
the ball.
That's going to be very, very close.
Red we'll have throw to throw the red flag. He never had that ball. Had that ball. No effing way.
He's got no control of that. That ball's moving around.
Never.
So he catches it. He's juggling it around. He hits the ground. I don't see how that's a catch. I just don't.
So
we've seen stranger things.
Flag.
We've seen stranger things, but
I mean, you got to be kidding me, right?
It's a catch. I don't think it's a catch.
But every time you think something, it's the other way. Whatever you think is real, The NFL doesn't.
No, it's true. I forget what call it was over the weekend. I don't remember if it was college or NFL, but there was one call where they overturned. I went, you got to be joking me. I was stunned that they overturned. I can't remember what game it was. I watched so many goddamn games over the weekend. I just can't figure out which one it was. The action was just so heavy on Saturday. I mean, there was just so many games I was rolling through. I mean, it was just...
I watched them all, too. I was watching every game. I was losing weight. I mean, it just never ends. I mean, I don't even, like...
You know what game it was? I remember now what game it was. It was one of the ones that one of the touchdowns the Colts scored on Thursday night. Remember there was one that... was it Pittman scored and it was like in his hands and like they knocked it out of his hands and they called it a touchdown? It's so bizarre what they do and they don't call touchdowns now.
I'm sure they're going to give this guy a catch, even though he never caught it. You know that's inevitable, right?
Probably. I hope not.
You know, I have to say, you know, I'm a big Steeler fan and everything. No big deal. But, I mean, Big Ben sucks. It's so over for him. Like, I mean, he threw for 63 yards in the first half. It's so embarrassing. He's so finished. I mean, I don't even know how he's going to, like, I know they've won three in a row. They might make it four in a row. I know they had lost three in a row. Then they win three in a row. Look, that team's going nowhere with him right now. I don't care if they win tonight, win Sunday against the Lions. You can't even argue it, how bad he is. Like, some of the throws he makes now are so awful and so troublesome. Like, he throws into coverage all the time. Guys all over the receiver, and they can just pick it off, and they don't. It's just amazing to me, some of the passes he makes. We welcome all of our radio affiliates. Very excited at our move uptown from 204 to 159. We're moving uptown. We're moving on up to the east side. To a planet, I can't remember the song. But anyway, we're on channel 159 now on Sirius. It's very exciting. Did you notice we're right next to our old place? Did you notice that?
Yeah. I think we were before, too. On 204, I think we were. I think they were 205 or 206.
Really?
They were close. Yeah, they were close.
So what did they
but here's the difference. Their channel was never on. Their channel was just some dude at night going to listen to the next game. Go to channel.
Oh yeah. It was never on.
It was never on.
Was that when? But that was when we were on there.
No, but that's still the case. It's still the case.
Oh really?
Oh yeah. Yeah.
So at night they use it for bandwidth for play.
I think so. Maybe not now with the move. No, they never with us. Never. They called that a catch, by the way.
Of course they called it a catch.
I mean, they're on the goal.
Now they're going to score.
I mean, this is a disaster.
And they're either going to win the game or they're going to cover, one way or the other, because the Steelers won't score in the second half.
Total disaster.
I mean, because their quarterback sucks.
How is that a catch?
I can't believe the number was, what, 250 and a hook for him for the passing. Roethlisberger, I was like, he'll have 250 easily. He had 200 last week in the second half. Tonight, he won't even have 150. I mean, he's so awful. I can't even take it. I can't even stand watching him play anymore. It's like, oh my God, I've never seen a guy fall off a cliff like him. I really haven't. It's Pharrell on a bench. Think you'll maybe tip him off to that? I mean, honestly, I don't even want to talk about it. I'll get in trouble. I'll get in trouble for pointing out the obvious. Glad I caught that. Anyway, Pharrell on the bench with you. Carver High rocking it on a Monday night. He's very excited. So I thought that was a definite late hit, cheap shot on Fields on fourth down or on third down. He got raked after he threw that ball to Montgomery. He got raked from behind like 5 seconds after he threw the ball. Apparently I've lost Carver High at some point. Oh, there you go. Anyway.
Yeah, I was handling that for a moment. So I had to step away.
Handling the other business at hand.
Yeah, I had to handle the other thing. So
I was looking at the real estate there at 159. It's you know, they're higher priced homes in that area. It's just the real estate there. Like, I can tell you what it is, believe it or not, because I have the app because I use it, right? And I was noticing, I was looking it up, right? I thought, well, maybe I should see what the channels are like. And we're right there on the sports grid at 159. And then, like right in that area, okay, they have everything. ACC radio is not in there. They're in the 300s. So we're the last of the 100s. And then you got like SiriusXM Football Club. You got Fight Nation. Isn't that the, we were on that channel a lot, right? Doing, at least I was doing stuff from boxing events, right?
Yes. With
Randy and all those guys.
Yeah. All those guys are on there. The commish.
And the champ, what's his name?
Cooney.
Jerry Cooney.
Jerry Cooney and the commish.
Love Jerry Cooney. SiriusXM Radio's there. NHL Network is right in that. Real estate. NASCAR radio. Baseball radio. NFL radio. Their fantasy channel. NBA radio. And then they got other networks that I won't mention. Mad Dog Radio. I mean, that, we're in with all the heavy sports channels now. And before, we were in the porno channels. I just wanted to say that. Free of charge. Although I do believe in the porno, and I'm a big fan. I've seen millions of them. As you know, Carver High, I love porno. And you know, as I've told you over the years, I've met all of the porno stars. When I worked at Howard Stern, I ended up meeting every porno star ever, and then some, and then all the Playmates and all the penthouse pets. I know them all. In fact, the other day, I was cleaning out my phone because I had a storage problem. My phone kept telling me I had no storage and that I was doomed and going to iPhone prison. And so it said I had to clean it up. So I basically erased all my apps that I use because I never knew how much those things grind you down. I basically don't use apps anymore at all. And then I went through stupidly, I think, and erased half of my pictures. Like, I had years of pictures, right? I mean, thousands of pictures from my career. And I tried to figure out how to load them onto a computer and all this other stuff. I couldn't even do that. So I finally just erased them. And I went down to the, you know, basically either sink or swim on pictures. Like, I would either erase it or I'd keep it. And I decided on ones I wanted to keep and ones I got rid of. And basically, I got rid of, and what happened was I went through and I saw millions of porn stars in my pictures. And I erased them all because, I mean, what good is it to have a bunch of porn stars, pictures with them? Because I've had pictures with everyone, athletes, porn stars, movie stars, actors, actresses, rock stars, legends, you name it, I got pictures. And I just started erasing pictures of people. I'm like, you know what? I don't really care if I have a picture with them. You know who some of them were? You've been around a ton of them. Like, I love all those guys. I really do. I have way too many pictures of me with like Godsmack and Metallica and our guy, you know, Mike Mushock and these guys. I have Slash, I have everybody. And so I just started erasing. I was like, I don't really care if I have pictures of me with rock stars. I really don't. I have so many pictures of my family on vacation in like every Caribbean island ever that they all look the same. Like, you know, they all say wherever, whatever island you're on, but the weather all looks the same. The water looks the same. It's crystal blue, turquoise water in the Caribbean. And so all the pictures look the same. And the only thing that's different about him is that you get older, right? So you can see when you were younger and you see when you're older and it's not good. And then you see, you know, you get uglier, you get, you know, grayer, you get wrinklier, you get baggier. And I mean, and then you got the pictures of like your family that where they like you, or I got like where they like you, where they love you, and then the ones where they hate you. You know, because as you know, Carver High, I am I'm hated by everyone, including my own family, who has repeatedly called me the devil.
Understandably,
the Miami Herald called me the devil.
They did.
So when you are on the front page of the newspaper and you're called Satan, that's a problem. And then I've also been called the devil by 34C. She says that I'm the devil and that I am Satan and that I am mean and I am nasty and I scream and yell. And the funny thing is, I said, you know, every day I scream and yell. And then she's like, that's all you do. And I'm like, well, you know, most of the time it's at the television when I'm watching sports. That's all you do is watch sports. I'm like, well, that's all I do that makes all the money.
Right.
You know, I always remind her, like, you know, you want to get into this argument with me about all I do, and it's always going to come back to the fact that all I do makes us all the money.
That's like the argument I have on Sundays, you know, or Saturdays or Sundays. It's like, well, you're watching the game, you know, you really got to watch the game for 8 hours. I go, well, you know, it's my job. Like, I don't know what's going on. Like, got to watch the games.
They just don't get it.
You got to watch the games.
These women hate us that we watch sports. And then they don't watch sports, but they're like, don't tell me, don't give me that. You know, I always say, why don't you watch the game with me? I don't watch sports. Well, then don't tell me what to watch. I don't tell you to watch effing Lifetime all day. Okay? I don't tell you to watch 48 hours. I don't tell you to watch Dancing with the Stars and you know, all this other, you know, Bachelorette BS. I don't tell anybody what to do, ever. I never tell anybody what to do. And then you want to effing tell me what to do and order me around? F you. Honestly, just F off. Honestly, just go have a sandwich. Do something. Find a boyfriend. I don't care anymore. Do whatever you want.
Exactly. How it should be.
Don't tell me to not watch sports. That's all I do. I've watched sports for 56 years, and then you came along. Tried to ruin my buzz. Go smoke a cigarette. Have another cigarette, but I can't breathe. Center to the end of the line. Lick it. Throw on a bench. I just want to establish, I don't listen to chicks tell me anything about watching sports. You can yell at me all you want, make me go to weddings, make me go to dinner parties, make me go to this, that, drive kids around like an Uber driver. But the minute you try to tell me what to watch on television, like, you know, let's say on a Saturday or Sunday or...
Can't have it.
Any day for that matter. Today, tomorrow... My life is predicated on sports. I mean, that's it. So I've been watching sports at a level like unequaled by my peers for so long. I mean, like, that's all I've ever known. I've been watching every game every day for my entire life, 56 years. That's it. That's all I know. Like, some chick comes along and tells me what to do. I mean, I don't care how many times you have sex with me. I don't care. Just want to establish that, like, I'm not going to have anybody. I don't care who you are. I don't. You could be the hottest chick on the face of the earth. That's fine. That's great. Congratulations. You'll get ugly, too. It's coming, honey. And I'm not listening to you. Tell me anything about what to watch. Can you imagine? Can you imagine, like, Canelo fighting Plant on Saturday night and some chick telling me I can't watch it? She wants to do something. Like, what are you, nuts? Then you know what I say in that moment. Typically, I've been using it frequently. I brought it back out of the bag. Like, it was in the bag for a long time, but I brought it back out because it's so effective. I just constantly find it as a soothing, you know, anecdote to my problem, right? It's just kind of a... It's a thing that I can use now to get out of any jam. It would be, hey, Frank, you know what a hossa is? That's a pig that don't fly straight. She'll start screaming at me about one thing or another. I'll be like, you know what a hossa is? She said, you call me a hossa? It's just perfect every time. They always say the same thing. Did you just call me a pig? Every time it works, just try it. You'll love it. The results are gratifying. It really is incredible. Steelers score a touchdown, and then their Boswell hair, men's hair replacement, missed the field goal. He missed the extra point. Ever since he got his bell rung, he's not the same kicker, I've noticed. He's 0-for-1. He made the other two, but he didn't make this one. He shanked this one. You know that's going to come back to haunt us, Carver High.
Of course it is. Of course it's going to come back to haunt us because, you know, if you got it today and you got it at 7, suddenly if the Bears get a touchdown here, you're pushing. Whereas if that loser kicker would have made the kick, you'd be up 1. You know, it's just these kickers are nonsense. Get rid of it. I'm just tired of kicking altogether. Just forget kicking. You either score a touchdown or you don't. Just enough. Enough with it.
Isn't it amazing, truly amazing to you over the last several years how that position has evolved into a disaster? Like, and then some of them never miss, like Tucker never misses. And then some of them just miss all the time. It is amazing. Here's another amazing thing. Well, first, let's focus on that for a second. Is it not crazy how bad the field goal kickers suck now in the NFL, how they miss these extra points all the time?
It's sick. Absolutely
ever
sick.
Since they moved it back, right? Ever since they moved it to 33 yards.
Well, yeah. It's become obviously a lot more misses, which is what they wanted, and they got it. So there you go.
How many more do you think they'd miss if they made it a 35-yarder?
Yeah.
I mean, they could say we want more of this, so let's add altogether. 2 more yards to it. And see
they should just go for the 2 every time. Go for the 2. That's it.
All right, so, oh, my God, no time left. Cat from 50 feet out. Oh, he made it. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Cat Towns just hit a 50-foot bank shot to tie the Grizzlies at the end of regulation and send the game into overtime. With no time left, he shot it literally 10 feet in from the half court. He just threw it up, and it went off the glass and in. That is unbelievable. That's the first time I've seen that guy smile in 2 years. Didn't like his entire family die? Everyone died of COVID that he knows.
He's had a rough couple of years.
That's the first time I've seen that guy smile in 2 years. Oh, my God. The NBA is crazy. And then I'm going to watch the Lakers and Hornets tonight from L.A. It really is amazing, Carver High, how much attention the Lakers get considering they suck. I mean, they're on every night. Like, every game they play is on national television. It's so amazing to me the amount of TV exposure that they get considering how bad they suck. I mean, honestly.
I don't disagree. And I mean, last week when you were out, I mean, how about losing to the Thunder a second time? I mean, with the Thunder, you know, barely ever won a game. They've beaten the Lakers twice this year.
Don't you think if you suck, you just shouldn't be on TV? Like, they should be on locally. That's it.
LeBron doesn't play anymore. You notice that?
He doesn't play.
He don't play.
He's old now and doesn't play. He's always injured. And that's just all there is to it. And it's sad because I still think he's just got mad game, right? But he never plays, so it is what it is. He doesn't play. The thing that's amazing to me about him is, and truly amazing, is that Russell Westbrook sucks. Like, he has never been this bad ever since childhood. He's been a great player every single year of his career, including college and the NBA, a triple-double machine, and now he's absolute hairdryer city. What happened to Russell Westbrook? I mean, what happened to his game? It's gone.
It really is amazing. But ever since he started to bounce around everywhere, it's gotten a little bit worse each year. Now this year, I don't know what it is with him.
That didn't happen in Washington. He triple-doubled every night. It happened in L.A. It happened now. This is when it's happened. He has become a crappy player in Los Angeles. It's beyond reproach. You can't even argue it. He's been terrible. And when, you know, LeBron and AD go down, that was the key, is that they had someone that could carry the team. That's why they got him. And He hasn't been able to do anything. He has not been able to do a thing. Now tonight, again, they just showed him leading into the game. They showed him warming up for the game, and he was sitting on the bench listening to music. He doesn't even warm up. He just sits on the bench and listens to music and
getting
sings.
Locked in.
Getting locked in, my ass. I got to tell you, by the way, when I was out, all I did was play basketball. I had a so I played, and the Ballers won by the Pharrell Ballers by 30.
30.
And yeah, and I barely, you know, because I barely play. I play like 15 minutes tops in the game. And the games are 22-minute halves, right? So they're 44 minutes. And I play like 15 minutes. That's it. Now, Wednesday night, I'll play more because one of our best players is out. He's not going to be there. And so I have to play for him. And he's like a young brother. He's like 24, and he can dunk, he can run, he can block shots, he can score, he can throw, he can literally throw it from anywhere, three, mid-range, dunk it, layups, he can do everything. That's why I picked him. I played with him one Saturday, and I was just like, Jesus, dude, I could play with you all day, because he just knows how to go to the 10, and he's not playing Wednesday, so I got to play more. I'm not interested in playing more. I really am not, because I got to tell you, I'm old. And it's hard for me. It's very hard for me to get up and down the NBA court every single possession. You know, it just never stops. You just run and run and run and run and run. I mean, I turn purple. I'm literally turning purple. People are asking me on the bench if I'm okay. They're like, are you okay? Like, no, I say no every time. No, I'm not okay. But on Wednesday, I was I was 6 for 6 from the field, and I had an alley-oop dunk lob pass. I was on a 2-on-1 break with Coco, and this brother, we were playing his all-black team, and this dude was guarding, trying to guard us 2-on-1, and he was running backwards, and we were running at him, and I had the ball, and I looked over, and I saw Coco coming down the wing, and I just threw the ball up in the air, and he dunked it. He was hanging on the rim with his onions in this dude's face, and it was just the greatest pass of my life. I just went whoop. I knew he was there, and I went whoop, and the guy just dunked the living Shaq out of it. It was like Shaq O'Neal. He's 6'8", 280. He's a monster, and he just cranked it, and it was so great, because I mean, honestly, dude, like, I'm so old now. I don't even matter anymore. I can tell it's over soon. And, I mean, within a couple of years, it's over for me. I can't run up and down that court for 2 more years. I just can't do it. I can barely make it through a Wednesday night, let alone 2 more years of it or whatever. If I made it to 60, it'd be a miracle if I played basketball until I was 60. But, I mean, at a high level against really good players. Everyone on my teams, like, there's only one guy my age, and he's the point guard, but he's a
really
good point guard.
Can't you go up to, like, the senior tour? Don't they got, like, a little 55 and older league you can join?
I don't want to play with old men. I don't. I'm too good for old men. I play against good young players. That's it. You know, Carver Hyle said to me in the break, you know, no one really wants to hear about your basketball game for the whole show. And I'm like, well, then you want me to start talking about my wife again? He's like, no, let's talk about the game Wednesday. So, but I did have a brother try to guard me the other night, this little dude. And he yelled at his teammate, you try to guard the mother Pharreller. He's strong, old man strength. I go, old man strength, son. I gave him a high five. I go, nice job, dude, trying to stop me. Because I'm just too big. I'm too big. 6'4", 220. I mean business. That's one thing I got going for me. I go right in the low block. And if you want to go and get all kind of Rick Mahorn with me, I'm your guy. I'm like Lane Beer. I'm your guy. You want to get chippy or you want to get violent, physical? I got 5 fouls. I am a damn fumble. We got a fumble.
Get the ball. Ball.
So one of the problems I was having is that it was 20-6, and I turned the channel to watch the Lakers and Hornets, and I turned back, and it's now a 10-point game,
because they obviously both kicked or the Bears scored a touchdown, right? And the Steelers got a field goal.
Yes, the Bears went right down the field and got a touchdown. And then Boswell kicked a 54-yard field goal just now. And now on the ensuing
Boswell
kickoff.
Boswell kicked a 54-yarder, but he can't make a field goal, an extra point.
Hey.
That's amazing. But they just recovered a fumble on a kickoff. Yep.
So now let's punch this in. Now let's punch this in. Finish this game off here. Stick
now
it
you
in.
Finish them.
Let's
now,
go.
Now it's lights out. Party's over. Game over right here. You got to
make
them
pay
here.
For this mistake. Make them pay. No field goals here. Put this thing in the end zone.
So you won't argue with me that the Steelers are certainly not a team you fear because of Roethlisberger, but you have to admit that they're a better football team than they were in those three straight losses after they beat Buffalo.
No question. Oh, they're a much better football team. And I think it's a combination of a couple things. I think number one, I think you're starting to see every week Harris become more of a factor and the offensive line start to do a little bit more. So I think that those things are big, and we know that their defense can make big plays. So I think that it's a combination of those two things.
Can you imagine, honestly, the hits that this Najee Harris guy takes, like that he could ever sustain this, like, long-term?
No.
Well, I mean, he gets abused like no one I've ever seen. He's a rookie, and he takes hits. Like, I mean, he takes the most vicious hits. A running back that I've seen in 10 years. Have you ever seen anyone take as many hits as this guy?
He takes a lot of hits.
I mean, my God. He said the guy, Edmonds, is that his name in Buffalo? That he said his was the hardest hit he ever had in his life.
Oh, yeah.
They have Tremaine, a linebacker, Edmonds?
Yeah, Tremaine Edmonds, yeah.
He said he was the most violent hit he's ever had in his whole career. Said that he rocked him hard.
Let's
so
go.
So talk
here.
To me about your Bills problems all of a sudden.
They got a lot
of problems.
Was
it a one-game thing, or is it a recent trend?
Look, I think that when you look at these two games since they've come back from the bye, I thought the first half against Miami last week was similar to yesterday's Jacksonville game. Just they did absolutely nothing, and then they started to turn it on, and they were able to pour it on and cover against the fish, depending on when you got the number. I thought that yesterday was just they showed that if you can key in on them and just pass rush is strong and the Bills' offensive line was pathetic, that you can find a way to beat them because Josh starts running around all over the place, mistakes get made, and they have no run game, so that doesn't help them. Their running game is non-existent aside from Allen. They have no running game. They just haven't been sharp. Now, the defense played great again yesterday. You got to remember, they only gave up 9 points. So it's not like the whole team didn't show up yesterday. One side of the ball showed up. Just, you know, the side that puts the points on the board didn't. I don't think it's a one-off thing. I don't think their season's over. I mean, you look back, teams that have won the Super Bowl or made the Super Bowl, they've had some bad losses in their season. It happens over the long grind. But you got to now you can't let this. That's the thing, though. You've had the bad game. Now you're playing another bad team on Sunday. You can't linger around with them. You got to go and drop the hammer. You can't mess around.
Who do they play Sunday?
They play the Jets on Sunday.
Oh, my God. They'll kill the Jets.
Well, they should. Well, they were supposed to kill the Jaguars, and that's where the problem lies. So you've played three bad teams in a row. Dolphins, you played a bad half. Jaguars, you played an entire game bad offensively. Now you play the Jets on the road. You got to stick them. I mean, you just do. You got to put last week in the rearview mirror, and you got to.
That game's here. It's a Snoopy.
It's at MetLife. Yeah, it's at MetLife.
Are you going?
I was going to go, and then, well, look, it's a sordid state of affairs. I'll tell you why. I'll tell you what happened. So
what is the problem?
I've been going for 2 months. My guy's buddy of mine has tickets. Says I'm in. He goes, "You want to go to the Bill game?" I said, "Yes, I'll make my one trip a year. I'll go to the Bill game." So about 3 or 4 days ago, he texts me. He goes, "Bro, I'm sorry, I forgot. I'm going down to Florida that day. I got to go to Tampa." He's going to the Islander game Monday night. He's doing all this stuff. So I said, "All right." He goes, "You know, you can still go. You have the tickets, all that. But you got to remember, part of this was he was going to drive me there. So he was the ride. Like, you know, this coming from Long Island, getting to that place is just death. I mean, trying to go to the Meadowlands, it's torture." Especially on a Sunday. You're talking about a 12-hour affair. So he was going to drive me. I was going to jump in his Jeep, bang, go there. I can get banged up. He could drive me back to Long Island. No problem whatsoever. Now, like, I got to get myself there, get myself home. Like, I want no part of it, so I'm out. Like, I'm not doing it now. I'm out.
There you go. Out.
Watch the game at home with all the other games.
But I am doing it. I'm spending $2,000 to see the Lions. I'm leaving Friday. I got a Friday, Saturday, Sunday binge going.
Wow, extra day this time, huh? Going the extra day.
And I'm staying Sunday night.
Oh, wow.
I'm going to the game, and then I'm just going to stay and go home Monday. I'm not leaving Pittsburgh till Monday morning. I don't know. One thing led to another, and it turned into a – we could have gone home as usual at 7 o'clock on Sunday night and come home and done that and got home at 10:30, 11 o'clock at night, whatever it is, from the airport and all that. He's like, screw it. You just want to stay till Monday and come home Monday because I'm not working Monday.
Right.
And I was like, yeah, I don't care. Let's just stay. So I'm like, why are we going Friday? And he's like, I don't know. And I'm like, so you booked them on Friday and you don't even have a reason why? You don't even tell me why you did that? He's like, no. He goes, I can't do anything about it now. I'm like, all right, let's go Friday. What do I care? So I'm going Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then coming back Monday. But I'm going to the Lions game. And it's like all I do is spend money. I mean, it is just unbelievable. It's like a vacuum, the money coming out of me. Going to games, flying, hotels.
I know. You've made a lot of trips. A lot of trips this season. This is your third or fourth time going already.
Yeah. Now, I've gone to like four games.
And then let's also include. Yeah. I mean, I'm not even just Steeler games. I mean, you went to the Eagles twice now. Also, right.
So I, you know, one of the things is I have to take my son to. I told you to Bloomington. I want him to IU.
Well, but you're gonna go to a game, right?
Well, yeah, I want to, but the problem is that she's like, you got to do it before Thanksgiving. And I'm like, okay, well, that's not happening because I don't have a off. I'm off the week after Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I'm off the week.
I'm not off Thanksgiving. I'm off Thanksgiving Thursday and Friday. That's it.
Yeah, I'm off the whole week.
So I'm working that Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, and then I'm off the next week. And the next week, I could, I guess, take him. But the problem is she said that basketball starts then. And once basketball starts, he's not going anywhere. He's just playing basketball.
Right. Yeah.
And he's on the high school basketball team and he's good. And he's not missing practice or games to go look at a college. So the problem I have is that I'm like, well, when does he apply to the college? And the college, I think because he's a junior, you don't apply until your senior year.
Yeah.
Right. You don't apply when you're a junior. You have to wait till they take your 10 and 11 year grades. That's what they do.
Right.
So he has to finish this year before they'll even look at his grades.
Correct.
So that's correct. I know what I'm talking about. So the bottom line is I just said to myself, because I haven't dealt with her yet because she's painful. So I can't even deal with screaming and yelling at me about this and that. And all I know is I'm going to take him in the spring because once they leave for break, there's no one at Indiana until fall and spring. They have fall and spring.
Little conference game in February. You know, get a little conference action in. You know, maybe a little Indiana, Michigan State on a Saturday afternoon.
Or March because it's, March Madness, whatever. All I know is that they play Big Ten games till the second week of March. And all I know is no one's there in the middle of the winter. But there, and his basketball will end in like February, late January or February. And then I could take him down there and he could still see it. And still, if he wants to go there, apply there. For some reason, the knucklehead wants to look at Clemson. Mm. And I'm like, what the hell? What the hell do you want to go to Clemson?
He can look at all the schools that he wants. He's already seen the school that he's going to go to. So.
San Diego State.
He ain't finding anything that's stopping that. Once you step foot in that paradise, you ain't never going anywhere else. You ain't never going anywhere
that's
else.
Right. That's why it's all a waste of time.
No shot. You're wasting your time.
But she says to me, she blames me. She says, you're a horrible father. he's only looked at one school. All of his friends have seen three or four schools. And I'm like, have you seen any ass on this campus at San Diego State? There's no reason to look at another school.
There isn't.
I go, he's already looked at where he wants to go. That's it. It's over. And she goes, you're horrible. Everyone else has gone to three or four schools. You're horrible. I said, I'll tell you what. I took him to the school with the hottest chicks and ass everywhere. And I already did that. And I was first. I took him on the first tour before any of his little schmo friends went anywhere. So I'm with this kid the other day. I got to tell you a funny story. I'm with this kid. And he says to me, Kay, can you take me and all my buddies to the mall? I want to go to a movie. And I was like, oh, Jesus Christ. I'm like, honestly, because I know what's involved. I got to pick up all six dudes and then drive them, you know, a half hour to the mall. And that's where the big theater is, right? The one that's 25 minutes away. And I'm like, and in traffic, it's 45. And I said to him, I go, Jesus Christ. I said, dude, what am I, an Uber driver? And he goes, bro. That's what he calls me, bro. He goes, bro. And he goes, everyone else is working. I said, well, I go, so I'm off. I'm sitting here laying on the couch. Can you just leave me alone? He said, no. So I said, all right, I'll tell you what, I'll take him. I'll take you. And so I'm getting a car with him. And I go, listen, the Steelers just fumbled and they scored the Bears. You got to be kidding me. Are you kidding me? What is happening here? Oh my God! There's the.
I don't think you can advance that. I think that's going to go back to where he picked it up.
They already gave him the touchdown.
Wow! Did they?
Yeah, I'll tell you the story for on the bench. McLeod fumbled the, I guess, kick or whatever, punt, whatever the hell it was. And then they recovered and scored a touchdown. It's 23-20 now. The Steelers are in all kinds of trouble with 6.5 minutes to go because I'm not sure Ben Roethlisberger can handle the pressure of getting, you know, I mean, there's just too much time left. They cannot. They have to go down and score to win this game. They cannot punt the ball to the Bears. Because if they do, the Bears are going to kick a field goal. Santos is a guy dead on these days, and they're going to force overtime, and then they'll lose the game. So anyway, these six kids, I pick one up at a time. One, two, three, four, five. I get to the sixth one, and my son drives me through the guy's neighborhood, and I'm like, I don't know where the kid lives. What am I, like, you know, Waze over here? I know where everyone's address is. And then he makes me turn left on the street, and it was the wrong street. I'm like, I go, are you serious right now? You like don't even know where this kid lives and you're making me drive around in circles? And he's like, yeah, I went down the wrong road. So I back up, I slam the car into reverse, I peel out, and then I get to the right street, and he's all mad at me, and I yelled at him. I said, I don't care what your stupid friends think of me. Just so you know, all these punks in my car right now, right to their face, I said it. I don't care what any of you little dorks think of me. He's like, you're crazy, bro. I go, I am effing crazy. You know, kid says to me, he doesn't need a job because he doesn't need money. He's 17 giving me the business. He goes, I don't need money. I'm like, bro, you'll be begging for money from me till you're 35. I guarantee it. Don't need money. That's what he told me. I don't need a job. I don't need money. I don't need to work. That's what he said to me. Kid's all honors telling me he never needs a job. He must not be as smart as he thinks he is.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.